Which character are you? We humans love stories, and within these stories there are common archetypes. One that I like is the Jack Reacher type. He's very much like the Clint Eastwood Man with No Name, which was modeled after a similar character played by Toshiro Mifune. Eastwood's character was a gunslinger wandering around the Wild West. Mifune's character was a samurai wandering around during the warring period similar to the Wild West. Reacher is a modern version. These characters are always calm, cool, collected, and deadly. They show up in town, deal with the corruption, kill all the bad guys, save the good guys, and wander on to the next town. Then there are their archetypes that are the master planners, those who always have a long game. A couple of books by James Clavell have this kind of character. In Shogun, it was Torinaga, a more or less fictionalized version of the real-life Tokugawa, the one samurai shogun who essentially took over Japan, with massively patient, long-game planning and thinking. Another book, it was a British businessman named Ian Dunross who eventually takes over Hong Kong. Both characters are absolute master planners and players of the long game, two different sides of the spectrum. Reacher and the Man with No Name don't have any long-game plans. They just wander the earth and go from adventure to adventure. Torinaga and Dunross are long-game master planners, but both character types have exceptional mental qualities. Reacher is a genius detective who can solve crimes nobody else can. The Man with No Name can expertly read social situations and know who to kill and how to kill them. Both have an absolute feeling of ownership over their decisions, their actions, and their lives. You'll never catch Reacher or the Man with No Name wishing life was easier or other people wouldn't do the things they do. This is, however, how most people respond to adversity. They look to others to solve problems. They look to others to make things more fair. When people look at them, their most common response is, "It's not my fault." Think of this from a goofy cooking example. Two people live in similar houses, similar kitchens with similar resources. One person can cook anything. The other person tries, burns everything, and blames everybody else. They say things like, "It's not my fault, I can't cook," as if they have a genetic predisposition that keeps them from ever learning how to cook. Consider that how you view yourself and the world is the main determining factor of whether your life will be filled with success or finger-pointing. Luckily, this mindset is something you can develop and strengthen over time. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.